Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwala. Today is Thursday, the 22nd of February, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a positive note, given the signals from the GIFT Nifty trends, which currently show that the index is trading 85 points higher at around 22,130 levels, indicating a positive start for the local equity markets. On Wednesday, the domestic equities snapped a six-session winning streak. After the Nifty hit a fresh intraday high in early trade, the benchmark indices gave up the gains to trade in the red. Nifty saw some profit booking and selling pressure at higher levels. The Sensex closed almost 430 points lower, slightly above the 72,600 mark, while the Nifty lost 140 points to close just over the 22,000 level. The broader markets too closed in the red, with the mid-cap and small-cap indices seeing deep cuts, falling more than 1% respectively during the session. Sector-wise, selling was seen in media, oil and gas, along with IT stocks. According to analysts, the Indian market is finally facing stiff resistance at higher levels, with the valuation of a broader index at a significant premium, which leads to an unfavorable risk-reward ratio. This influences investors to book profits. In return of FII selling, sustained DII buying has been mitigating the impact. Additionally, FIIs have been selling over concerns of rising bond yields in the USA. While the banking stocks are finally showing some strength according to analysts, profit-taking in other key sectors is capping the momentum. Besides, mixed global cues are also weighing on the sentiment. Amid all, analysts expect traders to continue with the buy-on-dip strategy with a focus on stock selection. Investors are also turning cautious ahead of the outcome of the U.S. Federal Reserve's last meeting's minutes. The minutes might indicate that the U.S. Fed will wait for inflation to moderate further before giving up its hawkish stance on interest rates and the monetary cycle reversal policy. Turning towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today, sources told CNBC TV 18 that Eureka Forbes' promoter, Lunolux, is likely to sell up to 12% stake or around 2.3 crore shares via the block deal route. LTI Mindtree has signed an MOU with Eurolife FFH to set up an AI generation and digital hub in Europe and India. The facilities will be developed in Poland, Europe and Mumbai. Sugar stocks will be focused as the government announced hiking the sugarcane fair and remuneration policy by Rs 25 to around Rs 240 per quintal for the 2024-25 season starting in October. Moody's reaffirmed Access Bank's long-term deposit ratings at Baa3 with a stable outlook, saying that India's favorable operating environment offers the bank an opportunity to further strengthen its market position. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they've performed. Overnight, Wall Street's key indices ended mixed, with the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average eking out small gains on Wednesday as investors await the Nvidia earnings. The Nasdaq closed lower for the third straight session. Gold, along with crude prices, gained ahead of the U.S. Federal Reserve's minutes. Oil held on to its gains as sign of a tightening crude market countered concerns about weak demand, keeping prices in a narrow range. The 10-year U.S. Treasury yield hovered around 3.97 levels, falling under the 4% mark. Looking at Asia-Pacific markets, Asian indices traded mixed. South Korea's Kospi and Japan's Nikkei 225 traded in the green, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng index was lower. In the Voice of the Day segment today, we have Anirudh Garg from Invest Asset, a PMS, sharing his outlook on the markets, the banking sector, and where to find value. Let's have a listen.
As we navigate through the current market landscape, we find ourselves in a unique position. The small to mid-cap stocks, which have been a part of our portfolio for the last 2 years, are now approaching a territory that we consider expensive. Despite this, opportunities for value in the old economy are becoming scarce, a trend that typically sees quality outperforming both value and growth sectors, especially in volatile markets like these. In the banking sector, our analysis leads us to favor public sector banks as we have been favoring for the last 2 years, with giants like State Bank of India and Bank of Baroda standing out as solid long-term investments. While the stalwarts of the past decade HDFC Bank and Kotak Mahindra Bank have not led the recent market rally, we are adjusting our expectations for HDFC, seeing it through lens of significant time and price correction. With a particular perspective of 3 to 5 years, we believe that HDFC will align, if not outperform, the market indices. This year is shaping up to be the one of volatility, influenced by major events such as the Indian election, the Federal Reserve policies, and the upcoming US elections. In such times, preserving capital becomes crucial, if not more so than generating returns. We advise investors to exercise caution, resist the pull of FOMO, and maintain a long-term investment horizon of at least 3 years. India's growth trajectory, supported by robust government policies and initiatives, suggests a promising outlook for capital expenditure, both from public and private. Moreover, concerns about inflation are diminishing, with the Federal Reserve signaling a victory over inflation rates. As we observe early signs of global economic recovery, it's essential to stay tuned to how these developments unfold.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.